It's the Morning Crew with Gabby and Dan. Fresh way to start your day in 2020.
Dan, the Happiness Co. is an award-winning social movement. It has positively impacted over 40,000 Australians in just 2 years.
Wow.
And this morning, we're joined by one of the ambassadors. It is Matt Bruce. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Gabby. Morning, Dan. How are we?
Very well. A lot of Aussies doing it a bit tough, you know, East Gippsland, even the northeast of the state of Victoria, New South Wales as well, all heavily impacted by fires this season. And, you know, we might not even be out the tail end of that yet.
Yeah.
Even though the fires just say are over for this year.
Hypothetically, they're over.
The damage of it is going to last for so much longer with people's, you know, mental health. How are we able to kind of help them and support them during such a difficult time?
Yeah, agreed, Gabby. The Happiness Co. is working off like a traffic light system. So we believe that we should start to work on our mental health in the green phase. So I guess the advice that we could give to everyone out there that's been involved in the fires or even had family members that are involved in the fires is just start to be proactive and start to do something while you're feeling good. Maybe adopt a tool where you have a meditation app, or you're actually starting to spend just 5 or 10 minutes actively on your mental health a day while you're in the green, prevent you from actually sliding down into the yellow or the red. And then by you actually adopting these habits, you could maybe be the change that somebody in your family needs to see as well too.
That's the thing, mate. A lot of, I'm going to say blokes, the patriarch of the family, in these times, you know, when it's pretty tough, you feel like you have to be, you know,
have to be strong,
put on the brave face and be that one strong person in the family, but that can really take its toll.
Totally agree. It's some of the conditioning we've received as males, and I grew up in country Victoria in the 80s myself, so yeah, I received that same level of conditioning, and that's why we're here in Adelaide today. Actually, the Happiness Co. we're talking to a couple of hundred diesel mechanics through Mater Group, and that's the subject today of men actually opening up and expressing how they're feeling or what they're really going through, and they need support as well too. So I totally agree, Dan.
Well, we're talking to Matt Bruce, who's an ambassador for Happiness Co. Now, your history, Matt, is a very intriguing one. So you were a soldier for about a decade, and I believe on your return home you may have suffered PTSD, and that's why you got involved with Happiness Co. Tell us about your story.
Yeah, that's correct, Dan. So 10 years in the Army and a couple of trips, so I was support staff for the SAS. And then after coming home from one deployment, I just really struggled to integrate back into civilian life, and was diagnosed with PTSD and major depression. And then I've basically just had to make a series of unhealthy choices to get to what we would call the red in the Happiness Co. And then basically over the last 3 or 4 years, I've made a series of healthy choices to get to where I am today. And now I'm like really passionate about helping other veterans and helping other men understand what they can do to improve their mental health. So
each to their own, Matt. But what worked for you? I know a lot of people talk about gratitude journals. I actually bought myself a new one the other day, and it is a good way on reflecting on maybe what could have been a bit of a bad day or a mundane day. And then you go, there was good things that came out of it. So that's something that I've started doing that I find is a good tool. But what about yourself?
Amazing. Yeah, I'm a big fan of gratitude, Gabby. By focusing on the positives, I think our brain these days is just really wired for stress. You can see it in some of the media, you can see it in the newspapers and some of the stories that are really fear-based. So as a society, we tend to look at what's stressful and look at what's fearful, which is producing some cortisol and adrenaline within us. So having like a gratitude practice of where we start to focus on the positive, we can start to like actually rewire some of the cognitive functions that exist within our brain. So it's super powerful. So yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of gratitude.
Well, Happiness Co. is doing wonderful things. You can read more about it online. Happinessco.org is the website. In fact, the founder, Julian Pace, nominated for Australian of the Year. So it's a fantastic effort as well. Matt, keep up the wonderful work. I know you're in Adelaide today, so safe travels, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Thanks, Dan. I'd just like to put it out there quickly. If any of the families or anyone in East Gippsland is struggling or are looking for maybe a community event that the Happiness Co. could come and support from a preventative mental health perspective, reach out, and we'd love to come and support your community in that way.
Absolutely, and it of course counts for the northeast of the state as well, so that'd be fantastic. Good on you, Matt.
All right, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Gabby. Have a great morning.